You're listening to the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. Kate Everett and Julie Mulder are co-founders of The Fix Company. The Fix is Australia's first period supplement range. Both women were driven by a passion and purpose to revolutionise how we approach menstruation by providing active period relief. Harnessing their combined expertise and fierce passion, they're on a mission to reshape female well-being. They've worked side by side with their contract manufacturer, who had an extensive R&D team, scientists and chemists. Once formulated, the products were tested and approved by the TGA. In this episode, we talk about their business journey, plus so much more. While they're still in startup mode, they've certainly made a big impact. Kate and Julie, thanks for joining us here today. How are you both?
We're very well.
Yeah, we're great.
Really good.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm really looking forward to having a chat today. So before we talk about, you know, work and business, I'd love you to tell me something that you've enjoyed doing today or something that's interesting just to kick us off.
Yeah, fab. I mean, I have a little cheeky pleasure this morning where I'm a bit of an insomniac at the moment, so I'm waking up very early around 4 a.m.
It's harsh.
I like waking up early, but not that early. So yeah. I went and made my coffee and I watched Emily in Paris in bed.
We're twins. This morning, after I did a quick workout, I started watching the first episode. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to devour this.
Right. to fully binge. That's where I was.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I feel like I've really missed out now. I feel like I should have done that this morning, but I just went for a walk this morning and it was so beautiful and the hot air balloons are up in Melbourne at the moment. So it's just gorgeous morning. So it's a good way to start my day. But I wish I had one in Paris. That would have been far better.
Why are there in Melbourne so many hot air balloons? Is it just a thing, is it?
It is. And I walked out the other day and there were eight in the sky, and that very day one landed on St Kilda Beach. So they don't always go so well.
Wow. I know, because every time I'm in Melbourne, I look out the hotel room and I see all these hot air balloons and I'm like, my gosh, this is really popular.
They're very majestic, aren't they? They're a nice way to open your windows in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I can't say, we will get off this topic, but I can't say I can do one because I'm terrified of heights, and when I get really high, I have this feeling that I want to jump off. So I never try. So I don't think I could ever do a hot air balloon because in my brain I think I would just be constantly thinking about jumping out of the basket.
You might be a better skydiver.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let's introduce yourselves. Kate, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'd love to. So Kate Everett, obviously one of the co-founders of The Fix Company. I'm Julie's best friend as well. So we're, you know, co-founders and best friends. I'm a mum. I've got a daughter, Kitty. And that's me.
Julie?
And I'm Julie Mulder and the other founder of The Fix. And I did say to Kate, it'd be a bit awkward if I got on and didn't say that Kate was also my best friend, if she was vice versa. But we are obviously very close. And I don't have a child, but I love Kitty like she's my child. So we're sort of, you know, working and having this great little fun party at the moment.
It's interesting because I work with a lot of business owners and the partnerships, a lot of them, the businesses have been spurred on by friendships that they've joined forces in the business. So I assume that's what's happened. One of you came up with a business idea and pitched it to the other.
Yeah, we kind of naturally came up with it together because we actually had worked together for 12 years. So we worked together, and quite quickly after we started working together, Kate came up with this imaginary 28-year contract that she signed me to and said that I'm contracted to work with her for 28 years. So we figured we may as well spend a lot of it doing something that we love. And, you know, during the great COVID break and resignation, sort of we decided that this was something that we'd thought about and wanted to pursue, and sort of kicked it off. And both bounced off each other, and having worked together for 12 years, you know a lot about each other's periods and cycles. So it was a lot of open dialogue over that time. So it kind of really naturally came about, which was great.
That's so interesting. Okay, so the business is called The Fix. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so The Fix is it's a range of period supplements and what we would say would be Australia's first ever range of period supplements. So we're quite proud of that fact. So within the range, we have X-Cramp, X-All, X-Bloat, X-Mood and X-Breakout.
What a great idea.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess the reason for the range is we not only, as Julie sort of referenced, we suffered, you know, pretty bad symptoms ourselves growing up and as teenagers and in our 20s and even still today, we're in our early 40s.
Today,
so,
yeah.
you know, we know that, you know, you suffer these symptoms for close to 40 years of your life. And there's never really been anything out there that's tailored to each symptom. So that's kind of what we wanted to do. Instead of lumping all the symptoms together, we wanted to dissect all those symptoms and really sort of target them and make sure that we were approaching each symptom with a different set of ingredients and a different formulation that that had the highest level of efficacy. And that's kind of how the whole range came about.
And so, when you really
so clever, it's like, it is quite bizarre this hasn't been done.
It is. We do think about it quite a lot and say, you know, why hasn't it been done? And I think for so long, part of our vocabulary as, you know, teenage girls and women, and has been referring to PMS, which we know is, you know, encompasses around 140 different symptoms. So it is a general term that we're so used to talking about. But what we've never done is break it down and actually go, what are the core things that we're suffering that we can really tune into? And instead of saying, well, if you've got cramps, let's treat your cramps and mood with the same thing and pop it under one umbrella of PMS, it doesn't make any sense. So we really, when we started to break that down, we sort of went, we don't know why people haven't done it for periods, but we're kind of glad they haven't, because it gave us the opportunity to talk to consumers, understand what they were suffering, and then form a range that was really consumer-driven and not just everything under one big umbrella.
Wow. So what's your backgrounds?
Yeah, so as Julie mentioned before, we've worked together for a long time. So I worked for years in innovation in London and New York and back here in Australia, and Julie worked sort of on the other end of it on the design and execution and more in the merchandising space. We kind of came together about 12 years ago, and we actually worked for a company that acquired a supplement business.
Right.
So we really kind of got into that world. So we were doing product development and innovation for that business, and we started to understand the benefits of supplements, these natural ingredients, herbs, actives, adaptogens, and I guess that's kind of where our passion just took off. And we started, we were doing it for other companies. So we were developing these amazing ranges and these amazing products. And then we decided to do it for ourselves.
Good on you. So how long ago did you launch this?
Yeah, so we've been direct to consumer from the 1st of September this year. So it's only been sort of about 3 or 4 months. We have been working on it for about 6 to 12 months. Lose track of time. Time flies. But, yeah, so it's been development for about 12 months, and we've been live for about 3 to 4 months now. So, but we have also just gone into our first retailer. So we've kind of moved quite quickly through through the process of going live and getting out to everyone, and now sort of the next steps are already happening, which is super exciting.
Yeah, I can tell just by looking at the brand and the products, this is going to do extremely well, extremely quickly, which in itself, that's going to be a challenge, because you're going to be growing really quickly while you're learning how to run a business. But that's an exciting challenge to have.
It is. And, you know, we're servicing half the population. So it's, you know, making sure that I think we don't lose the essence of what we're doing. We don't lose the essence of, you know, the girls and the women and the people who menstruate, you know, what they need from us.
Yes. Wow. Oh, my gosh. So you're in Priceline already, aren't you?
Yeah, we're doing a roll just before Christmas. We're doing a bit of a rollout to make sure we can get all the stock into stores. And then you'll see us with a really big bang in the sort of mid-January. And we're across all 470-odd stores in Australia. So it's an amazing opportunity. They've been fantastic to work with, particularly as a startup and going into a retailer. They've been exceptional partners for us and really supporting the brand and really, as passionate as we are about being able to get this into the hands of so many people. And I think from a Priceline perspective, it's fantastic that we're able to pop it somewhere that people can immediately walk in and get it off the shelf. So we're really excited that is rolling out at the moment. But, yeah, mid-January, so not long.
Priceline are fabulous. I go to their Priceline live prescription events. Have you heard of those?
Yeah.
Like that is like going to Disneyland.
We had a little spot. We hadn't quite launched yet, so we're sort of on a shelf. On a little shelf.
The recent one,
but we'll be attending the next one. We'll be in the next one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going to those events to me is like going to Disneyland. I absolutely love it. And you can really understand the philosophy of Priceline and their brand personality by going to those events. Like, they are very, I think they're very forward thinking. They're very engaged. It's just amazing.
And I think they really value the brands that they introduce. Yeah, they seem to really know their customer, and I think they know that they can improve lives by the products that they provide. And I think that's why, sort of our brand and their brand is very much aligned. And I think we knew that right from the start.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh. So I was going to ask you, what have you done for marketing? But you really haven't even had time to get the marketing pogs turning. Have you?
Well, we have.
Yeah, it's a very, it's a very multi-pronged approach because, as a startup, you have obviously, we don't have all the money in the world to be able to execute absolutely every idea that we've got and have. So we've had to be really targeted and specific with who we're using to do our work and who we're having as a partner and helping us. We took on the decision quite early that we would run our own Instagram and control our brand and make sure that we were able to speak to consumers on social media the way that we wanted to make sure they understood who we were and really could get an essence of the brand and us as a business. But then we've obviously had to go through with some other partnerships, and we've got amazing partners across the board in PR who have helped us with media work. But we certainly have very grand plans around marketing, but we're still also learning and getting it out there at the moment.
Yeah. And I think it's been really interesting for us too on the marketing perspective, Alison, because you'd be aware, but sort of halfway through the process and when we were building this range, they changed the regulations on TGA, so you could no longer do testimonials or paid testimonials. And it actually, although it makes it more difficult for brands, what it does do is it filters out a lot of, can we say, I guess the cowboys or the people that are selling products that, don't have all the TGA backing and be able to make the claims that they're making. So what that meant was we had to rely a lot more heavily on our customers and our consumers and their reviews and their experiences with our products. So it's been interesting. It's a different type of marketing now, but it's a much more honest, in a way, it's a much more honest marketing. It's, you sort of can't put the bells and whistles and hope that people will believe it. It's kind of, it's in the results.
Yes.
Which is good.
I agree. It is a good move. So with your products, like, how long do you need to take them before you start to see an effect? Is it 30 days or longer?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's one that we are educating consumers on a new category, essentially, and a new way to treat their symptoms. So it is a really important question. And the way that our range is split is we have a XOL, which is what you take every month, and you also take Breakout every month. And they are ones, to your point, that you do have to take, and you will start to see changes over time, but they are cumulative changes, and they do need to sort of, you know, continue to be taken, and they're an everyday one. But we do have three products in our range, which is X-Bloat, X-Mood and X-Cramp. And they get taken 5 to 7 days before your period. And they are essentially, I mean, Kate can speak specifically to the cramp tablet, but essentially cramp you will notice within half an hour of taking it.
I mean, for absolute best results, if you're, I mean, most young people track their periods now. I think that's much more common now than it was sort of back in our day. So I think there's, I think that the, just the knowledge around your own cycle is much greater than it used to be. On the odd occasion that I haven't tracked my period, or I've, you know, missed the reminder on flow or whatever app it is that people use, I've actually run downstairs. Initially, back in the day, I would have run, grabbed, you know, an ibuprofen or something like that, but, you know, grabbed some X-Cramp, and within sort of half an hour you can feel the results. The spasming, the tension all starts to subside. So it's quite astonishing. Some of the results that we're getting from our consumers is blowing our minds.
Yeah, I actually got a message this morning. I read it out to Kate earlier from one of my closest friends who took Bloat, and she's always had cycle bloating issues, and she took it for the first time this morning, and she wrote me a message saying, it worked immediately. It was unbelievable. Wow. I feel so different. So, you know, there is some pretty immediate effects that you can feel with them, particularly on those targeted ones. So, yes, we're very excited by the results that are coming out.
That's just cool. So you know, Melbourne's getting hit by a massive thunderstorm right at the moment. So
if you really? Can,
yes, thunder in the background. That's what that is.
Oh, my gosh. Like I can't hear it, but the weather is all over the place. It's just, it's hard to think that it's summer.
Agree.
We've had 1 week. 1 week.
So what are you both most excited about for in 2023?
We're ready, that's for sure.
I think we're ready. I think it's like, to your point before, we haven't been in market for very long. So it's that sort of rapid fire learning, seeing what's working, seeing how we can access the most amount of, you know, women and girls. And I think next year is just going to be a different sort of speed. So I think we're really excited about Priceline and really excited about doing the sort of early year big bang with those guys. And then I think really it's all about MPD and working with our customers to understand what they want and developing products with them.
Yeah, an exciting year. Is it just the two of you at the moment?
It is, yeah. It's just the two of us. We did, when we did build the business, we did know that quite quickly we were going to have to go quite big, because there was, you know, 93% of people suffering from period symptoms. So we knew that we had to go big. So we do have investors, and we do work with them really closely. They've been amazing supporting this the whole way through. So we run the day to day, but we certainly have a team that helps us with getting through the business side of it, which has been outstanding for us as well.
Amazing. That's so, so good. Oh, wow. So where can everyone find these incredible products of yours? Priceline, obviously, and your website?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So our website, thefixcompany.com.au, is, and, you know, we can get that turned around pretty quick. You can get express shipping on those. So, but mostly it's, website and Priceline, and then we will see where it takes us from there.
How exciting. Well, you certainly got the cause for celebration.
We could. Do you think we deserve a little bubbles over the Christmas break?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's everyone's dream to be able to launch with so much success. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's really exciting. And, you know, I think, you know, we're all for female founders and female startups. And I think it's going to be a very exciting few years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
We feel supported and excited. So we can't wait.
Fabulous. Well, thanks so much for joining us here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.